10 minutes later, still not sworn in, we were on the top floor being prodded and poked and fluoroscoped. I decided that the idea of a physical examination is that if you aren't ill, then they do their darndest to make you ill. If the attempt fails, you're in. I asked one of the doctors what percentage of the victims flunked the physical. He looked startled. Why, we never fail anyone. The law doesn't permit us to. Huh? I mean, excuse me, doctor? Then what's the point of this goose flesh parade? Why, the purpose is, he answered, hauling off and hitting me in the knee with a hammer. I kicked him, but not hard. To find out what duties you are physically able to perform. But if you come in here in a wheelchair and blind in both eyes and were silly enough to insist on enrolling, they would find something silly enough to match. Counting the fuzz on a caterpillar by touch, maybe. The only way you can fail is by having the psychiatrists decide that you are not able to understand the oath. Oh. Doctor, were you already a doctor when you joined up? Or did they decide you ought to be a doctor and send you to school? Me? He seemed shocked. Youngster, do I look that silly? I'm a civilian employee. Oh. Sorry, sir. No offense, but military service is for ants, believe me. I see 'em go, I see 'em come back. When they do come back, I see what it's done to them, and for what? A purely nominal political privilege that pays not one centavo, and that most of them aren't competent to use wisely anyhow. Now, if they would let medical men run things... But never mind that. You might think I was talking treason, free speech or not. But, youngster, if you've got savvy enough to count 10, you'll back out while you still can. Here, take these papers back to the recruiting sergeant, and remember what I said. I went back to the rotunda. Carl was already there. The fleet sergeant looked over my papers and said glumly, "Apparently you both are almost insufferably healthy, except for holes in the head. One moment while I get some witnesses." He punched a button, and two female clerks came out. One old battle axe, one kind of cute. He pointed to our physical examination forms, our birth certificates, and our IDs, said formally, "I invite and require you each and severally to examine these exhibits, determine what they are, and to determine, each independently, what relation, if any, each document bears to these two men standing here in your presence."